In just a few minutes, we're going to hear from three different young people who are going to tell us their stories of faith in Jesus Christ. And then we're all going to have the privilege of witnessing their baptisms together. But before that, we need to hear a word from God's Word. And that word will come from the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. This is a familiar story. One of my favorites, probably one of yours too. It takes place just a little bit of time before the events of Holy Week, the week we've been living in these last 7 days. You probably know the story. I had the privilege of telling it recently at Bugger Orwick's funeral, and I tucked it away in my mind then to return to here on Resurrection Sunday. Jesus had a friend named Lazarus who got sick, and then he died. His sisters, Mary and Martha, sent word to Jesus that Lazarus was deathly ill, but Jesus did not arrive until after Lazarus had already died. In fact, he'd been dead for 4 days when Jesus arrived in Bethany. Lazarus was dead, and as you know, medicine has found no cure for death. We recently introduced our children to the movie The Princess Bride, where Billy Crystal's character so memorably says that the hero is only mostly dead and gives him a magical medical pill that brings him back to life. But that's only funny to us because we know the truth. If you are dead, you are dead. And Lazarus' sister Martha, when she heard that Jesus was coming, ran out to meet him and said, verse 21, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." She answered, "I know he'll rise again in the resurrection at the last day." And here's our verse for today, what Jesus said to Martha. Verse 25, Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" Would you pray with me? Father, this is the gospel. This is the good news. This is the news we all need to hear and to believe. Please speak to us, Lord, and in your word and through your word as we prepare our hearts for testimony and baptism. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. This week I was reading an article by David Pallison, one of my favorite authors, about hospital visitation. Dr. Pallison writes, "A pastor friend was talking with me about visiting church members in the hospital. He commented, quote, 'I have noticed an upswing in how often other visitors treat me with noticeable disdain or suspicion.' The derision and eye-rolling do not come from the patients this man visits or from the medical staff. It comes from the family and friends of other patients. He'll strike up a friendly conversation in the elevator or the waiting room. When the other party finds out that he's a pastor, the room turns chilly. And the person makes some verbal or nonverbal sniff in his direction. In effect, 'Why on earth are you here? What good can you do? Yeah, right. Religion is a joke.' But my friend has come up with," Dr. Pallison says, "my friend has come up with an effective way to disarm scorn and open up the possibility of a significant conversation. With a twinkle in his eye, he says, 'You know, doctors lose every one of their patients in the long run, but some of my patients live forever.'" Modern medicine is a wonderful thing. I'm very thankful for it. But medicine has not discovered a cure for death. And I don't think they will. However, the Lord Jesus says that He is the cure for death. Listen again to what He said to Martha. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in Me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in Me will never die. Do you believe this?" Jesus claims to be the cure for death. He actually makes two amazing statements here. They're part of the seven I am statements in the Gospel of John. He says here, "I am the resurrection and the life." It's really two claims. I am the resurrection and I am the life. And I think he explains what he means by both of those in the next two sentences. I think "I am the resurrection" is explained by "he who believes in me will live even though he dies." And "I am the life" is explained by "whoever lives and believes in me will never die." Let's take those one at a time. Number one, Jesus is the resurrection. That's what he said. This means that there is no resurrection outside of him. He is the personal source of resurrection. He is where resurrection is found. In other words, he brings the dead back to life. Jesus is the cure for death. And on that day, Jesus gave a foretaste of what he meant when he claimed that. He stood weeping before the tomb of his friend Lazarus, and then he shouted, "Lazarus, come out!" And amazingly, that's exactly what happened. Verse 44 says, "The dead man came out, and he was alive again." I am the resurrection. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. See that? He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. That's amazing. That's breathtaking. That's almost unbelievably good. Because you and I are going to die. The mortality rate hovers around 100%. But Jesus says that if you believe in Him, even if you die, you will live. Because He's the cure for death. That's what these three baptismal candidates believe. They have put their faith in Jesus and expect to be resurrected even if they die. In fact, that's what their baptism illustrates. As they go down into the water, they're identifying with Jesus and His death. And as they come up out of the water, they're identifying with Jesus and His resurrection. And they are proclaiming to us and to the world that Jesus is the resurrection and will bring them back to life someday. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. Jesus is the cure for death, and that's because he is the life. Jesus didn't just say that he's the resurrection. He said he is the life. And by that, he means eternal life, spiritual life, true life, not just physical life. Jesus is the life. I think he explains what he means by that in verse 26. "Whoever lives and believes in me will never die." I think that "lives" in verse 26 means eternal life. Because he just said, we're going to die, and if you die, you'll come back. But now he says, if you believe in me, you will live and never die. So I think he's talking about eternal life. "Whoever has the life I offer by trusting in me will never die." Eternal life, spiritual life, what Jesus calls abundant life. "Whoever lives and believes in me will never die." He just said that some people will physically die. Most of us will, unless we're part of the generation alive when Christ returns. But if we live in Christ and believe in Christ, we will have a life that does not die. Doesn't that sound good? To have a kind of life in us that never dies. It means that Jesus is the cure for eternal death. So that whoever believes in Him will not perish eternally, but have everlasting life. And the key question is what he asks Martha in verse 26. Do you believe? Do you believe this, Martha? Do you believe this, Lance Free Church? Do you believe this, friends and family gathered here today? do you believe? That's the question. Because if you don't believe, the opposite is true. You have no resurrection, no eternal joy at least, no life in that resurrection. And you have no life, no eternal life. Do you believe? Do you believe that Jesus is the cure for death? Both physical death and spiritual death. You'd think that the people who saw Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead would have believed. And some of them did. Verse 45 says that many put their faith in Him. But verse 46 says that some went and told on Jesus to try to get Him into trouble. Na, 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 na. Jesus raising people from the dead. They didn't believe. Miracles don't create faith. Do you believe? Do you believe? Because they went to the leaders and told on Jesus, the leaders called a meeting to make plans to do away with Jesus. And that's exactly what happened. When they got their chance, they had Jesus arrested and then judged and then scourged and then mocked and then crucified. And Jesus died. The man who claimed to be the cure for death experienced death himself. But when he did, he took all of our sins with him, everything we just sang. And our sins died too. So that if we put our faith in him, our sins are forgiven, paid for, and gone. And then on the third day, recording John 20, Jesus rose again. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph over his foes. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. He is the cure for death for all who believe.